Watch, trans martial artist who need female opponent so hard she forfeit, makes bid for 2028 Olympics. By Dylan Gwynn on October 23, 2024. A German male kickboxer who identifies as a woman seeks to compete in the women's boxing division at the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles, according to a report from Redux. Alice Lin, formerly Sebastian Lin, reportedly began training in Muay Thai kickboxing at 29 in Mannheim, Germany, in 2018. A year later, Redux reports that Lin started identifying as a woman. During a 2021 interview with Rint Falls, Lin and the chairman of Muay Thai Vikings, Mark Wagner, said their sights set on Lin fighting in the women's division at the 2028 Olympics. Wagner has busied himself finding females for Lin to fight. Redux reports that most female fighters withdraw after learning that Lin is a male. One notable exception occurred in 2021 when Lin kneed an opponent in the stomach so hard that she forfeited. Despite the vicious punishment his fighter dished out, Wagner claims Lin has no physical advantages over his female opponents. Instead, he argues that Lin is only psychologically stronger. The growing interest in male fighters seeking to compete in Olympic women's boxing should be no surprise. In the 2024 Paris Olympics, boxers Imane Khalif and Lin Yuting competed in the women's division despite being disqualified by the International Boxing Association, IBA, in 2023 from an international women's boxing championship. IBA president Umar Kremlev told the Russian news agency TASS at the time that Lin and Khalif have Y chromosomes, the genetic makeup of a human male. Both Khalif and Yuting won gold at the Paris Olympics. Some hope could loom on the horizon, while former Olympic president Thomas Bach frustrated many at the 2024 Games by saying there was no reliable scientific method for determining who is a man and who is a woman. Sebastian Coe, Bach's potential replacement, said during the height of the Khalif controversy that women's sports must be protected. "If you don't do that, no woman will ever win a sporting event again," he said, adding, "We must preserve the women's category."